Welcome to Elevate. I'm so happy you're here with me today, and I cannot wait to share this episode with you. As an evidence-based coach, mentor, and entrepreneur, I'm obsessed with learning and personal development as it's transformed my entire life, as well as those I get to work with. And to be quite frank, it's literally the entire reason this podcast exists, to fuel your growth, gain perspective, and acquire knowledge. So buckle up, friends, you're in for a treat. And as always, thank you for supporting me and the show so we can continue to elevate our own lives as well as those you share this with. Now, let's get into it. The pursuit of a healthy lifestyle often involves attempts at dieting. However, the transient nature of diets raises a lot of concerns around the effectiveness of such approaches. So today we're going to dive in and examine the challenges of dieting, identifying underlying issues that clients will face, and I'm going to present a roadmap for what it would look like for your clients or you yourself to achieve permanent results. So there are a lot of problems with dieting, and if you follow me at all, you know that I've done a video where I cited probably 20 different studies that really solidified the fact that fad diets are quick fixes. They simply don't work, and oftentimes they do significantly more damage than they do good. Dieting has become a pervasive phenomenon, with many individuals who are out here seeking quick fixes, drastic results, and not thinking about the long-term consequences to short-term stupidity. And research continues to support the fact that most diets do not present long-term transformations, and many of them don't utilize sustainable approaches. Restrictive diets often lead to feelings of deprivation, stress, frustration, and deprivation, which can trigger massive cycles of binge eating and subsequent guilt. This contributes to a lot of the failures that clients or coaches will see in their experience of working with people along the way of helping them achieve their ultimate goal for long-term transformation. A lot of them are going to come in because they have lots of confidence issues. And the hard part about that is if you don't focus on what's going on between their ears, they're going to continue to struggle with feeling empowered through the process of what's happening. And oftentimes, people get caught up in focusing on the wrong things. And so I want to break down a lot of the psychology and a lot of the things that you're going to want to focus on, whether you're a coach or you're trying to do this on your own. To address the issue of failed diets, we need to take a deep dive in understanding some of the things that drive or impact behavior. Psychological factors such as emotional eating and stress are oftentimes the biggest thorn in a lot of your clients' sides when it comes to them achieving their fitness goals. And these things often play a large role in sharpening the individual habits. Additionally, we know that we live in a world where social media is literally everywhere, and a lot of your clients or individuals who are watching this are going to get caught up in feeling like there's something wrong with them or they're broken because somebody else on social media who totally edits their photos just looks amazing, and why can't they look like that? And so we need to make sure that we're not driving people adopting these really aggressive fad diet approaches, because again, it tends to do No, it definitely does significantly more harm than good for the individuals that we're serving. One of my biggest foundational core values is do no harm. Whether it's me practicing as a clinician, when I'm in school studying psychology, or when I'm working one-to-one with my clients, do no harm, which means meeting them where they're at and helping guide them through the process of changing their behavior, which inevitably will change their life and the outcomes that they continue to experience. But changing behavior is not easy, and we need to understand how that all functions. Instead of focusing on weight loss or specific dietary restrictions, a shift in focus towards overall well-being and the behaviors that they're changing is a significantly better position to be guiding people from. We want to make sure that we're giving them achievable habits, sustainable habits, and more importantly, realistic with the lifestyle that the individual actually lives and values. This is one of the biggest focal points that I've changed over my years of coaching. Oftentimes we as new coaches focus on we need transformations, we need to get them results, we need to get them there, we need to be able to market what we can do because we're qualified to be able to do it, and I get it. There's a lot of people here that will talk about the intricacies of metabolism, of skills, of auditing different things, of nutritional periodization, of programming periodization, and you can have all of the knowledge in the world. But if you cannot apply that directly to the client in their internal world, the things that they're experiencing, the things that they're terrified to do, the past failures that they've had, the things that they want to be able to work in but don't believe that they can, the overarching burden of feeling like you can never get to the end result. You have to be able to practice true empathy, not performative empathy, true empathy of putting yourself in their shoes and recognizing that the things that we ask one individual to do, we cannot be asking everybody else to do. This is why I really emphasize quality over quantity when it comes to your coaching rosters or the people that you work with. You need to make sure that you're driving a great relationship where they have a safe container to express what's going on to you, but also making sure you know how to navigate that and stay within your scope of practice. So while I'll be diving into some psychology and behavior today, it's really for you to understand how these things work. But if you do have a client that's struggling with mental health or self-sabotaging behaviors, or maybe even dysfunctional habits around food, then outsourcing that to a clinician is going to be the best step for you. But as a coach, I want you to understand how behavior, how human behavior, and how you can use what you understand or what we'll take away from this presentation about human behavior in helping people change their behavior, change their mindset, because these are the foundational things that we need in place if they're actually going to have permanent results down the road. You also have to remember that a lot of your clients will come in the door talking about stress. Now, stress resilience is due to their stress perception, and everybody has a different stress threshold. Now, a lot of you guys have heard of things like box breathing. You'll probably tell your clients to journal or go for a walk, but remember that personality and temperament also matter in where is their bandwidth during their day. More men are probably going to be less likely to journal, though I do have some male clients that do journal. Oftentimes, they need more tactical approaches when it comes to resolving their inner conflicts, and you need to be able to understand how to guide them through that process. So don't be afraid to try different things, but we do need to understand the stress buckets that we all face. We have physical stress, which is what your clients will experience from training. We have psychological stress, which is going to be due to stimulus and perceptions around them. And then we have emotional distress. We all feel things. Some people are really good at compartmentalizing. Some people feel everything and they need to work on emotional regulation. So all of these things are going to impact their behavior, which is also going to impact their results. Again, I'm not talking about these things just to talk about them, but I've learned a lot of things in the years that I've been coaching. And while I've gotten my master's in exercise science, I worked with Dr. Bill Campbell. I know metabolism. I've studied metabolism. I know strength. I know hypertrophy. I know programming. I know periodization. I know nutritional periodization. I know micronutrients. I got my functional medicine certification. I've done the whole nine when it comes to actual tactical nutrition and training evidence and advice as far as what actually works. But at the same time, you have to remember we're working with humans. We're not working with robots. And you have to remember that while you'll probably learn and continue to learn about what's optimal, you have to recognize that what is optimal is not always practical. And you need to also learn to change the way that you work with people, because that is going to be the thing that allows you to serve more people with sustainable, true outcomes where you get unwavering trust. That's what you need. If you want to build a business, if you want to change people's lives, truly change their lives, then it needs to be focused on actually addressing the root problem. And the root problem for 99.9% of people is up here. It's all up here. And some of it is the verbiage and the language that we use online. And so we do need to be cautious with that. I hope that you do not contribute to the problem, but you focus on contributing to the solution when it comes to how to lose 20 pounds in 10 weeks, or how to aggressively, rapidly just burn stubborn body fat or belly fat, or whatever it is that your ideal client is looking for. Just being intentional with helping them change their perceptions around what health and fitness is really all about is something that I'm definitely an advocate for. And I hope more people will stop driving the goal to be vanity and aesthetics and really move towards health and wellness long term. So now that I've given you my spiel on all of my personal core values and why I'm talking about these things, we're going to get into manipulating the triangle. So one of the biggest skill sets that I have and one of the biggest training arenas in which I function as far as working with clients in a therapeutic setting or on focusing on their behavior is the CBT model. All you need to know is there is a triangle. The CBT essentially outlines how your thoughts and your feelings drive your behaviors. And in the middle of that triangle, some people will display this, some don't. I always do, because I genuinely believe this and I see it come to fruition every single time I'm working with somebody. In the middle of that triangle, you also have their core beliefs. And something that stimulates or activates a core belief as far as a negative association that somebody has will amplify their emotions, get their automatic thoughts and narratives going, and then that will impact their behavior. So maybe you've worked with a client who is struggling with emotional eating. And it's typically the same time, usually at night. If they have kids, it's after the kids go to bed or while they're in the bath, when they're alone and they're just in the cupboard slamming Dunkaroos. And they don't know why. They know it's not good. They feel guilty. They're carrying a ton of shame. And they can't figure out why they just automatically end up in the cupboard, even though they know they shouldn't be there. most of your clients will have enough information to actually achieve their results. What most people need is not more information, it's understanding how to bridge the gap between intention and action. And even maybe you struggle with this in your day-to-day, whether it's getting things done, outlining new things, creating new content, doing worksheets, creating new resources, recording a seminar. It can be multiple different things. Many of us know what we need to do. We just struggle with actually doing that. So we have to question why. That's where core beliefs will come in. If somebody's been told you'll never be able to do this, you're never going to get there, you've failed 1,000 times, so all the evidence stacked behind you is you'll never make it, this is going to fail, it will never work out, those core beliefs will drive your behavior. You will continue to experience the same patterns over and over and over again until you can address the core belief, where it came from, is there any evidence that that's true, and even if it is true, is it useful? So these are the types of questions that you want to be asking people if indeed you get to such a connection with them that you can start to really see the reflection of their self-talk, their self-perception, their perception of their goals, their perception of their capabilities, and ultimately their understanding of their own identity, how they see themselves and what they're capable of. If somebody's going to stay within their comfort zone, which I deem now more the zone of familiarity because it's not always comfortable for most people, if people want to stay there, you have to be the advocate of them coming out of that. And many people want to, they just don't know how. They don't know how to escape that matrix of continuing to experience the same disappointment, frustration, insecurity, and unfortunately, other people leveraging their insecurities for profit. That's going to make them wildly uncomfortable about doing anything differently because every time they've tried, it's failed. And so you have to be on their side, again, going back to empathy, but slowly start to step them outside of their known arena into an unknown arena. And if you've ever tried to do anything scary in your life, you know how absolutely terrifying it is when you have no idea what's going to happen next. You could work really hard and nothing could come to fruition, which sucks, though I don't really see that if people actually work hard, right? But that's what we'll tell ourselves. I could work really hard and nothing will change. Oh my God, that would be so disappointing. Or I can stay with what I already know. I don't like it here, but I know what's coming. And again, you'll see these patterns with your clients, whether it's in fitness, in their lives, in their careers, in their relationships, again, depending on the depth of the connection that you built with them. But you will see most people have the same cyclical patterns when it comes to starting something new or finishing a project. Do they procrastinate? Are they perfectionistic in temperament? Understanding these elements of the clients that you're working with is going to help you serve them better. So the behavioral triangle, as I mentioned earlier, is thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And to achieve permanent results, intervention should be targeted to all three of those components. This is going to help you help them navigate their thoughts, reframe their perceptions, and ultimately build the courage and the confidence to overcome the obstacle that's currently in their way. Ultimately, what you're also going to be able to do is change their behavior, change their coping mechanisms, change their behavioral patterns, change their automatic transition to escaping an emotion. Because you need to also understand that what we resist persists. If we continue to avoid something, the elephant in the room just gets bigger until it takes up all the space and you literally cannot move because you're consumed by it. If anybody's experienced anything like that, you know, you try to avoid something or sweep it under the rug, eventually just all the dirty mess comes out. And we want to help our clients avoid those problems, which means getting comfortable in being open, removing your assumptions, because when you're serving people, it's not about you, it's about them. And helping them find the solution that they're willing to do. And the most important thing here is it's not what you want them to do. It's about the thing that is achievable, that is outside their comfort zone, that the individual is willing to do, right? Rate and speed need to come off the table because again, it's not about you getting a transformation. It's about them learning the habits, the behaviors, the skill set, the perceptions, the emotional regulation, and the coping strategies that they need to learn in order to sustain the transformation that you lead them down the path of achieving. Now, if somebody's foundations are all cracked, trying to get them 10 steps ahead of where they are is just not overall great practicing, not overall great coaching, in my opinion. And so knowing that you need to address their thoughts, their feelings, and their behaviors and help them see themselves and the stimulus that they're perceiving as like life ending in a different way, helping them reframe the narrative that's going on within their head. What that's going on between the ears. And by manipulating these triangles, this triangle of behavior can also help them change habits for the long term. That's the biggest thing that we see with people that lose weight. I don't necessarily believe we have a weight loss problem. People can lose weight. We have a sustainability issue, and this is because we overlook the habits that we're trying to build, and we focus on numbers like your macros or how much your food weighs on the scale, how many steps that you've got, how much weight you lifted, what the scale said. There's so many things numerically that we're paying attention to, which takes the focus off of actually improving behavior, actually noticing when somebody offers you something and you set a boundary and you say no for the first time. If you guys work with people pleasers, you'll see this is one of their biggest issues. They cannot say no to anyone for anything, and they do that at the consequence of themselves. And so understanding how to reframe that to be a powerful message for them, to connect with them, that it's okay to set a boundary. It's okay to say no. It's okay to recognize your bandwidth so that you can actually do a great job with the things that you do commit to, instead of feeling like you're always failing. You're always coming up short. You never do good enough. You never get it right. Well, maybe some of that is a self-fulfilling prophecy because you tend to overcommit. Have you ever thought about that? And bringing these things to their attention can help them see the underlying issue of the things that are getting in their way overall. So when it comes to permanent change, what we want to focus on again is taking the gas off the pedal, at least initially. As their foundations get set, it's okay to throw them a little bit more heat. It's okay to kick them up again as they step and continue to move outside of the zone of familiarity. They're going to build courage, they're going to build confidence, and more importantly, competence. That's when you can start to challenge them. When they've mastered basic math and they can move to algebra, and then all of a sudden they're doing trigonometry and then maybe calculus and then, you know, all of the other shit that we do in fitness, right? From a mathematical perspective. Anyways, my point being that we have to make sure that we take our focus off of speed, and we also have our clients focusing on the right things around the things that they're improving: emotional regulation, better coping mechanisms, right? Better stress management, better emotional regulation, better communication, better boundary setting, better time management. There's lots of different skills, different behaviors that we're actually teaching them to do. And if you want them to be able to sustain the transformation, it has to integrate into their life. There's no way around that. People can let their career suffer for a little while, and people can let their relationship suffer for a little while, but eventually you've got to pay the piper on that one. And we should not be creating the catalyst to any type of further dysfunction in this individual's life. We should be amplifying the quality of their life in every arena because they're taking advantage, because they're taking control of their health. It should not take away from who they are or the things that they love or the people that they love or the things that matter. And we need to be intentional about, instead of, hey, here's my blueprint, you do it. It's like, hey, let me understand you. Let me make sure I understand what's going on up here. Let me understand your lifestyle, where your values are, what is important for you that you're not willing to give up right now, and then build a plan that's going to integrate seamlessly and start with the basics. People overlook the basics, or you assume that somebody coming in the door should be able to do all the things that you can do. That's just not a proper approach, okay? Again, I'm saying this as somebody who has been working in coaching for a long time, and I've learned a lot of these things as I've gone through it, trial and error. And I think sharing this message is important because if you are a coach watching this, I don't want you to make any of the mistakes that I made. I want you to continue to serve people, build an incredible business, but also focus on the outcomes that you can drive, because that's where all the fulfillment comes from. You're changing people's lives and they're trusting you with their health. And that, again, is not just their physical health, it's their mental health, it's their emotional health as well. All of those buckets contribute, and paying attention to prioritizing all of them is going to be critical if you're looking to achieve permanent results for your clients. So we've gone through the behavioral triangle, and I've talked about a lot of the root causes and also addressed the fact that just fad diets, quick fixes, trying to get rapid results just doesn't work, and it does more harm than good in the long term. So what we want to focus on is understanding this behavioral triangle. We want to make sure that when we're working with people, we're addressing the thoughts that they have, the feelings that they have, their perceptions of themselves, their coping mechanisms, their energy, their drains, their charges, what their schedules look like, and then how we can ensure that we're integrating the approach that we have customly built for them in a sustainable model that will get their foundation solid so that we can build on top of those as we go.